guys, and welcome to another episode of Under the Safe Light. My name is Bryce Randall. Tonight, I want to talk about briefly various substrates that you can print on paper. You know, in darkroom printing, there's black and white specifically, there's two types of paper that you can print on. One is RC, which stands for resin coated, and the other type of paper is FB, which is fiber-based paper. Essentially, the main difference between the two is resin coated paper. It's a paper that's sealed between layers of polythene with an emulsion on top, coated on top of the paper. And then fiber-based paper, it's has a layer of barium sulfate applied to the paper base, which is coated then with emulsion. So the emulsion is actually sitting on the fibers of the paper. You get a little more texture of the paper coming through. Resin coated paper is oftentimes, it's easier to work with. Since the emulsion is sitting on top of the paper, it is not a part of the paper. This boils down to fixing times are less because the fixer doesn't have to soak into the paper as long. And washing times are shortened quite a bit as well, since the chemicals didn't soak into the fibers of the paper, it washes a lot easier. Fiber-based paper, on the other hand, is can be a little more difficult to use because since the emulsion is becomes part of the paper, the chemicals, you know, the developer, the stop bath, the fixer, they soak into the paper. Fixing times are a little bit longer, and washing times are considerably longer. You can wash fiber-based prints, you know, I think it's recommended for 30 minutes to an hour, you know, depending on your washing method. Another thing is fiber-based prints, you know, when you're actually enlarging them, you'll notice the exposure times can be longer. And that's due to it having to penetrate the emulsion in the paper. Resin-coated papers are easier to handle. They don't feel quite as thick or quite as sturdy. At least to me, they don't. But when you go through and you print them, then you hang them to dry. You know, you don't need to do anything special. You can just hang them up with a clothespin, and they dry flat, which is for me a huge benefit to RC paper. Fiber-based paper, on the other hand, since it has that emulsion just on one side of the paper soaked in, the emulsion dries at a different rate than the back side of the paper, causing it to curl very heavily. Now, this is negated if you guys plan on framing your prints, but if you are just going to put them in a box somewhere, unless you have a fiber print dryer, you're not going to be able to get these bitches flat. If you hang them to dry, they curl terribly. You can lay them down on screens, sandwich them between screens, and that helps to negate the curl a little bit. And then a lot of times you can flatten them out underneath books after they're completely dry. Fiber-based paper is generally preferred among professionals and people who are looking for archivability, they've been around longer than RC paper, so fiber paper has already kind of proven itself. You know, some people will argue that RC paper is just as archival, or it'll still last, you know, hundreds of years, but it hasn't been around long enough to really determine if that's accurate or not. But fiber-based paper, especially after it's been selenium toned, will, you know, last hundreds and hundreds of years, assuming it was properly fixed and properly washed. Let's see, another thing. Talking about toning of prints, you know, I had to do a little bit of research. I haven't toned any of my prints yet, but I plan to in the near future. Toning is both kinds of paper, RC and fiber base, are receptive to toning. I seem to see more, I guess, better results with fiber-based paper, maybe if you're looking for color shifts, you know, deeper blacks, and the longer you tone with a heavier dilution, you can even change the color of the print a little bit. I think they tone, yeah, they're, you know, sepia toning, selenium toning, I want to say there's gold toning even. I haven't really dived that deep into it yet. But RC paper as well is don't want to say susceptible. RC paper can be toned as well, but you do want to look up and see what other people's experiences have been toning whatever specific brand and type of paper you have. It can vary, you know, among types of paper, whether or not they'll accept the toning. Generally, when you're working with fiber paper as well, it is wise to, well, I guess it's wise, just in darkroom printing in general, to have a two fixer trays. And this is going to be because if you just have one fixer tray, that fixer will get diluted with stop bath, you know, throughout your printing session, and your fixer is going to get diluted and be less efficient, and then effectively improperly fixing your prints. Now, if you have two trays for fixer, you fix, you know, let's say you're fixing for 5 minutes, you fix 2.5 minutes in the first tray, and then you switch it out into the next tray and finish off the remainder of the 5 minutes fixing in the tray. And that's more or less to ensure that your print is coming in contact with fresh fixer. And during extra long sessions, you can dump the first tray of fixer and replace it with the last tray, and then replace the last tray with new fixer, you know, recycling it that way. So that's kind of just a general breakdown of RC versus fiber paper. I use both. Lately, I've been printing primarily with RC paper, mostly because I'm just trying to get back in the swing of things. And I'm previously, when I was printing all the time, I kind of just really printed with one kind of paper. So right now, I'm just trying different substrates, different papers, and trying to find something I like. I've determined that I'm not a fan of warm tone paper. I like my black blacks and my white whites, and the warm tone, I don't, it's kind of yellowish, I've noticed, the final print. It's not the bright white that I like. So along with RC and fiber-based paper, you have different grades of paper. You have variable contrast papers, or you have fixed grade papers. Variable contrast papers allow you to use filters, much like I talked about in my previous podcast with the split grade filter printing. So variable contrast paper allows you to either use a color head or Ilford's multi-grade filters to adjust the contrast of your print. Conversely, fixed grade papers will they come in like a grade 2 or a grade 3, and they do not accept the use of a color head or the filters. So, variable contrast papers, it's going to allow you to play around a little bit more, where the fixed grade papers, if you shoot consistently and have, good negatives and don't mind a little bit of a lack of contrast, they can be, I think, a little bit cheaper. Oh, and that gets back to cost, with fiber-based versus RC. RC paper tends to be cheaper, along with being a little easier to work with. But fiber-based paper, if I were to print for an exhibition or something I really wanted to make sure was archival, I'm going to choose to print on fiber-based paper and just eat the cost of it. Now, fixed grade papers, they're not as popular as they used to be, so you really only have a few options when it comes to them. Variable contrast papers, pretty much you can find plenty of options with variable contrast papers. Now, if you don't use filters with a variable contrast paper, they typically have a contrast, just a like a native contrast range of grade 2 to grade 3. Now let's talk about your different surface textures. You got gloss, pearl, satin, matte, semi-matte. All these, you ought to be familiar with these terms, and they're easy enough to look up online and figure out what you like. I've been printing with pearl RC paper, and I find that I didn't like the sheen of the glossy paper, but I don't like, I feel like glossy pops a lot more than matte paper. And I found that the pearl was an excellent in between, I guess compromise. It doesn't have the same sheen as the glossy paper, but the blacks pop and the whites pop more than the matte paper does. I'm not sure, but I think pearl paper might be unique to just RC paper. Don't quote me on that, but I know thumbing around the websites, it seems that I've only ever found pearl RC paper. I know fiber-based comes in a glossy, matte, and semi-matte, and I think that's just, the difference between fiber-based and RC paper. Anyway, this kind of concludes the podcast for this evening. Get out there, pick your poison. You can buy boxes in several different quantities. So if you don't want to commit to one paper for too long, which I would suggest, getting out there and trying different things and figuring out what you like, and experiment, experiment, experiment. I can't stress that enough. Don't get stuck down the rabbit hole and just print on one thing, your entire life, because you don't know if you like another paper better. Personally, I print mostly on Ilford, but all through college, I printed on Kentmere, and I'm gonna start branching out and trying a few different brands, I think, just to see what I like and if there's anything I like more. But if you don't want to commit, I would suggest buying, a box of 25 sheets or 10 sheets, you know, depending on what you can find, and just trying different things. Now, do be cautious that when you are printing in the dark room, you know, I stress that you write down your settings for each print. Keep in mind that that print and those settings are unique to that specific stock of paper. And chances are, you know, even within the, if you get the same paper in a different box, you know, you order one box, and then a month later you order another box, that emulsion may be out of a different batch and be ever so slightly different. So your times may change. But definitely, if you go from printing to RC, from RC paper to fiber-based paper, you're going to have to do your test strips all over again, and because and treat it like a brand new print, because your times will be different. So to sum this up, RC paper, great for beginners, great for professionals, easier to use, and it's cheaper. But it's not necessarily as archival. And you know, if you want to, and it's thinner. It doesn't have that same texture that fiber-based paper does. Fiber-based paper, it's harder to deal with. It's a little more expensive, but if you really want to make sure your prints last a long time, you know, print on fiber paper. Also, with the emulsion being a part of the paper, there's just something, you know, there's a depth to a fiber print that you don't get with RC paper. You know, almost three-dimensional, especially after it's been toned. So, anyway, get out there, experiment, try some stuff. I hope this podcast helped you guys out a little bit. You know, if you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram at Bryce_Randall, or give me an email at BryceRandall@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and you guys have a good night. Take it easy now. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.